Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum decided the other day that the safest thing to do with the Coonland Diamond was take it home with him at night. He felt this because even if there was someone trying to get the jewel, he was evidently under the impression that it was Grandpappy Spears who was in possession of it. However, an ominous-sounding stranger learned from Cedric Weehunt certain facts which made him realize he was on the wrong track. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em-Down store bandaging Lum's foot. Listen.
Oh, well, don't get them bandages so tight on there, Abner.
Well, you don't want it to keep slipping off, do you?
No, but the way you got it fixed, the bandage hurts worse than the bruise does.
All right, just a minute, I'll loosen it up.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, that all right?
Now put my bedroom slipper on over the bandage and I'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, stick your toe down in there. Yeah. How'd you say you hurt your foot, Lum?
Rocking chair fell on it.
Well, it's rocking chair. How could a rocking chair fall on you?
Well, I was trying to set it up on top of the shipper rope.
For the land's sake, what you trying to set it way up there? Are you losing your mind, Lum? You're supposed to rock on the floor.
I was just trying to barricade all the doors and windows in my place. I told you I'd done that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I ain't going to take no chances, not when I got that diamond with me.
No, you better not.
Whoever that feller is, he's found out now, somebody, that it's me that owns the diamond instead of Grandpap. That's two nights hand running now that somebody's tried to break in my place.
Well, he must have found it out it was you, all right, because I know Grandpappy Spears ain't been bothered at all.
No, it's me, all right. I don't know how he could have found out unless he's got supernational powers.
What kind of powers?
Supernational. Means magic and all that.
Oh, well, he's bound to have them, Lum. Anybody that's connected with a jewelry that's got a curse on it is bound to have something the matter with them.
Well, I don't know whether there's actually a curse on that diamond or not, but I know the thing's going to worry me to death if I ain't careful.
Yeah.
Abner, would you mind keeping it over at your place for a few nights?
No, sir, not me.
Well, I've just got to get some sleep. Look at me. Wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Well, I don't want to take the thing home with me. Don't you want me to get any sleep neither?
Well, you won't be in no danger. That feller ain't prowling around your house no more. Besides, nobody'd ever expect a feller that looks like you do to have an expensive diamond.
Why wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Well, just look at that old coat you're wearing there. Don't look like a diamond owner's coat.
No. Well, you're wearing an old coat, too.
Yeah, but I'm getting a new suit. Don't forget I ordered one.
I'm getting a new one too, Lum.
Yeah, but I'm getting two new ones.
Oh, because I believe you got me there.
See, here's the box of diamonds there. Now, you keep it for a couple of days.
No, now, Lum, I ain't going to touch that thing. I'll get hurt if I take it. I know I will.
Well, nothing's going to happen to you.
Well, look what happened to you when you taking it home. Might not have broke your foot clean off.
Boy, just bruised it a little, though. Besides, our rocking chair done that, not the diamond.
Yeah, maybe not, but I just ain't going to take no chances, Lum. Death and destruction follows that them that has that.
Abner, stop saying that. I don't like the noise it makes.
Saying what?
Them words you just said.
Death and destruction
follows... Doctor, don't say that. You're going to get me to where I'll start believing that myself.
It's the truth, Mom.
How do you know it is?
Well, I don't know, but I just know it is. I just feel it in my bones. Maybe I got supernatural powers and never knowed it before.
Well, Abner, you've just got to help me now. I can't go on living this way. I feel like I'm being followed everywhere I go. When I'm home at night, I'm sure there's somebody peeking through the windows. I tell you, it gives a fella an awful creepy feeling.
Yeah, well, I felt like that over at my place too, Lum.
Last night, after I finally got to sleep, I woke up in a cold sweat. I was dead sure there was somebody standing in that room.
Hmm. Was he?
I don't know. I never had enough nerve to open up my eyes and see. I didn't dare to move hardly.
Well, there must not have been nobody there, because you still got the diamond, ain't you?
Yeah, but I don't know how much longer I can go on like this.
I still think you ought to take my advice and get shut of that diamond. Sell it to that jeweler feller in there at the county seat.
But I don't want to sell it. That's going to be Miss Emmeline's engagement ring.
Well, you surely don't want to give her something that's got a curse on it. You don't want death and don't want that stuff to follow her, do you?
Well, no, of course not. That's the last thing in the world I'd want to happen to her, but I ain't sure yet that there's actual a curse on it.
Lum, if you wait till you air shore, it's going to be too late. You'll be D.E.D. dead.
Abner, stop saying that.
I'm sorry.
Now, look, if you'll just take the diner
home
tonight...
Wait a minute, somebody heading over this way. You better put that back in the safe, Lum.
Who? Where?
It's just Grandpappy Spirit. Oh. Don't get excited.
Jimmy, don't scare me like that. Better hide the diamond anyway, though.
Yeah.
See, I never have told Grandpap we actually have it. Didn't want to scare him when that fella started following him around. There's no need of telling him at all now.
Why, no, there ain't no use in everybody losing sleep. Her dog is now, wait a minute, something has happened to him too, Lum. Look how tired and wore out Grandpap looks there.
He does look bad, don't he?
Why, Lord, he looks worse than you do almost. Poor old feller, look at him.
Mm-hmm. Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, come on in, Grandpap. What in the world's happened to you anyway?
Oh, I tell you, this is going to kill me, man. I don't know how much longer I can put up with it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's affecting my woman charity, too.
Well, exactly what's happened, Grandpap?
Oh, it's that pigeon-toed curfew.
Huh?
The curfew, you know, the new rule the government got out. One says 12 o'clock is closing up time.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Hey, you, I just can't hardly stay up that late. That's all there are to it.
No.
I've managed to do so every night so far, but it sure is hard on a man my age.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear somebody else is having trouble with that, too. I'm having an awful time with it. I never wanted to mention it, though. I feared folks would think I was unpatriotic, you know.
Yeah, I know how you feel. My nephew Luke's going to wear himself plumb out trying to keep the lunchroom open till midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, say, she has to get up by 5 o'clock again in order to get things cooked up in time to start serving breakfast.
Yeah, it must be awful hard on Luke.
Yeah, I seen the Quincy's and the Pomeroy's down there at the restaurant the other night trying to keep awake drinking coffee, but... they'd went to sleep sitting right there at the counter.
Why, sure, that's too late.
And Luke was sitting on a stool behind the counter dozing off, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, man, I hate to admit it, but now here's what me and Elizabeth been doing the last couple of nights. We just turn the lights on there in the party, you know, so folks will think we're up, and then we sneak upstairs to bed about 10 o'clock. We just couldn't stay up another minute.
Well, I don't know if that's much blame you, Abner.
You won't report me, will you, Grandpap?
Oh, of course not. Fact is, charity's been dropping off along about 9:30, I'd say, and I wouldn't want to report my own woman.
I just hope they don't start going around checking up on us. That's all I hope.
Well, I think, actually, it's just for restaurants and places such as that.
Oh.
I don't think they care if you go to bed early. You don't overdo it.
Oh, I thought they'd put a ceiling on that sleeping business, too. Well, I hope you're right. Otherwise, we're going to have to start closing the store up in the daytime around here so that we can get some sleep, I'll tell you that.
Well, I know I'm going to have... Wait a minute. What's wrong with your foot there, Lum? What you got the pigeon-toed thing bandaged up for? Oh, nothing. Just a little accident.
Rocking chair fell on him, Grandpap.
Yeah. Speaking of rocking chairs, do you mind if I borrow one of yours for about a half hour or so?
Borrow?
I've just got to sit down and get some sleep. That's all they are to it.
Oh, no, no. Go ahead, Grandpap. Just don't snore so loud we can't hear the grocery orders over the telephone.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I never do is snore. Jiminy, this feels good. Yes, sir, sir.
Okay, you sure look comfort sitting here. I'm a half a mind to do that myself. Reckon it'd hurt Lum by taking a little snooze.
Well, I don't know. We're supposed to be open for business now.
Oh, well, I don't think we'll have no business right now. More likely everybody's too tired from staying up till the curfew to get up early in the morning to buy groceries. I won't sleep more than 5 or 10 minutes for that, I don't believe.
Well, maybe it won't matter none. Be right honest, I'm half a notion to catch a few winks myself.
Yeah.
I hardly slept for 2 nights now.
Uh-uh. Hey, look at old Grandpa. I believe he's sound asleep already. If he hadn't taken the best rocker we got in here, that's what I wish.
Well, these others are just his comfort, I believe. You might stretch out on the counter there.
I'm going to climb up there on this stack of overhauls, I think.
And he just feels good. It's the first peaceful minute I've had, and I don't know how long. Sure seems nice.
What was that?
Sounded like the back door closed. Must have been the wind, I think.
The wind couldn't have blowed it shut, Lum, because it weren't open. I know it weren't, because I was back there just a minute ago.
Well, maybe you better go look.
You go look. I don't want to go, Lum.
Well, come on, we'll both go.
Yeah, come on.
I'll follow right behind you.
That no, I'd rather you go first, Long.
Well, what difference does it make? Ain't nothing to be scared of. It's broad daylight.
Well, let go of me, then.
Look at there, see? Told you it weren't nothing. Door's closed, and ain't nobody in the feed room. Near as I can see.
No, everything seems to. What's that on the door there, Long?
Ah.
Looks like a note pinned up there. You never put that up there, did you, Long?
No, I never. I reckon what that can be.
I don't know. Take a look at it. What does it say? Read it, Long.
Well, wait till I get close enough. It's wrote in handwriting. I can see that.
Well, what did it say?
Says, be in your home at midnight tonight.
Oh, I knowed it. It's them curfew fellas starting to check up on us.
Curfew fellas, nothing. Listen to the rest of the note.
Huh?
Be prepared to surrender the Coonland Diamond or suffer the fate of its curse.